Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 11 of the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. I'm your host, Brian Sippets. You can reach me at HockeyStrengthPodcast@gmail.com. As always, feel free to contact me if you have any questions or comments about today's episode, or if you'd like to hear us discuss specific issues in the future. Today we'll be talking to the strength coach of the National Team Development Program in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Daryl Nelson, about the importance of in-season training. In just a minute, we'll be talking with Coach Nelson, but first, in case you aren't familiar with HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, it's a members-only collaboration of the top NHL, collegiate, and private strength and conditioning coaches. At HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you'll find hundreds of articles, videos, programs, audio interviews, webinars, and lively forum discussions all geared towards improving the performance of hockey players. So whether you're a strength and conditioning professional, a motivated player, youth coach, or hockey parent, HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com is the only training resource you'll ever need to produce healthier, stronger, more effective players at any level. New articles, videos, and programs are posted weekly, along with periodic audio interviews and webinars, and all of our coaches weigh in on the ongoing forum discussions. If you're new to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com, you can gain instant access to our members-only content for just $1 for the first 7 days. You'll be able to check out training videos, current programs, and articles from some of the best strength and conditioning coaches in hockey, or even get advice from them in the forum. We're positive you're going to love the content, but if you're not completely happy with it, simply cancel your membership and you'll be out just $1. After the 7-day trial period, you can continue to be a part of the greatest collection of hockey strength and conditioning coaches on the planet for just $14.95 a month. You can also get 2 months free if you sign up for the entire year at just $149. Either option is an incredible bargain for so much material from these great coaches, so don't miss your opportunity to join them. All right, well, we're going to talk about some in-season training. Let's get on the phone with Coach Nelson. One go here, and everybody's going to get a little bit of a holiday break, or most people will anyway. You know, it seems like a good time of year to be talking about in-season training. This is either halfway or approaching halfway for most teams, and this is about the time of year where you know, strength starts to, you know, maybe diminish. All the good things you've done over the summer may start to diminish. So I want to talk a little bit about what you do for your in-season program, and you know, what your focus is for that.
Really, I don't do a lot different for in-season. You know, I think obviously looking at less volume of training because you're training less times per week. You know, we are doing a 2-day-a-week strength and conditioning program, you know, into the season. And also I think our volume is down too because we're really not doing like any plyometrics or jumping or bounding or hopping or anything like that. It's basically just a strength training program. So as far as the strength training and power exercises, everything is the same. We just have less of the periphery stuff going on.
Sure. So you said you take the plyometric stuff out. Is there just a general idea of, since the guys are so explosive on the ice, that they're getting their, basically their training there kind of on the job, and you're just trying to keep everything strong and safe in the weight room?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, a lot of the stuff they're doing on ice is plyometric in nature. That's why we train plyometrics in the off season in the first place. So I'm not really, you know, loading them in that way with like a lot of elastic, you know, and a lot of elastic type jumps and bounds and plyometrics and, you know, the impacts and all those kinds of things. It's just really not part of our program. So essentially foam roller, stretch, strength training, you know, and the same for cardiovascular training. Really, very rarely will we do any kind of interval training or anything like that off the ice. They're getting most of that on the ice, except for maybe the occasional day or two here or there where the coach may say, you know, we just did a lot of teaching and standing around X's and O's in practice. I want the guys to run sprints today after lift. You know, maybe that happens 2 or 3 times in this whole season.
Yeah. So how long would you say then, you know, the guys come up after practice, and how long would you say they're there during season?
So in season workouts are really less than an hour. You know, if you really get focused, you come in, you foam roll and stretch, you do the strength training, you could really be out of there in 40 minutes. Now, with that being said, you know, some of the guys are, you know, you got to have all the extra stuff going on. I got to try to do my set of pull-ups with my pants pulled down or something like that, you know, and then that kind of takes longer. But, you know, that's the nature, I think, of working with teenagers sometimes. There's maybe a little bit extra stuff going on, but really, anything more than 50 minutes to an hour is really, I don't understand what people are doing to take that long in season.
Yeah, so obviously you're working with the national team, could arguably be some of the most motivated players and, you know, some of the most physically gifted for sure. Do you find that you have trouble motivating, especially when we get into January and February? Is that a particularly tough time to coach, or do you find that the guys understand what they're doing and find the value in it?
No, I don't really do a lot of like motivating. And I mean, you got young guys once in a while, but I don't think so. Like, I think, like you said, Christmas break is coming up. This week is our last week of high school and everything. The guys have a game this weekend, and then after the game, they're gone. So like right now, like these last couple weeks are the hardest times to coach, because the guys aren't in their mind necessarily really getting ready for something. They're looking forward to break and just having a mental break, I think, from hockey a little bit. Now, like January and February, when we come back, we have an international event the second week of February. So it's really easy to coach, because the guys are looking forward to the international event and going to Europe and playing, you know, Sweden and Finland and Russia and Canada. So, and to me, in-season is really easy because the guys see that. And for after that, you know, we only have, I think, between that international break and under-18 World Championships, only like 6 weeks. So the guys get back, you know, that's kind of a light week to bounce back and get readjusted to the time change and all that. And then they're getting ready for World Championships, and for the majority of the players, like 85% of the players on the team, it's their draft year.
Got it.
You know, this year going to spring. So they're pretty motivated. You know, and for the under-17 players, you know, they have the same February international event. And, you know, then they're going to try to make a push to try to make the USHL playoffs. So that's a pretty easy time for them to be focused. It's a tough time to be focused is like right now, like before the break, before the layoff.
Yeah, so after this little break here, will you be actually looking for games? There's kind of two schools of thought, I guess, and one of them is sort of older than the other. The older one might be that you're just looking to maintain throughout the season, and then kind of an idea that was brought forward by, you know, or made popular, I guess, by Mike Boyle, just kind of saying, you know, why would you just maintain what you did? Why wouldn't you try to be getting stronger during the season? Is that something that you're looking for in your workouts? I mean, are you looking for guys to progress, or just to basically get through the lifts and be strong throughout the season?
Yeah, no, we're just looking to progress and to make gains. Like, we'll actually do our body composition testing. You know, we did it at the beginning of the season and the end of August, and then we just did it again last week. And so we're looking for increases in lean mass, you know, throughout the fall. And we've already played, you know, we're 30 games into our season. So we're looking for the guys to make gains and to make progress. And we'll do body composition testing again in March. And a lot of times what we see is for that March test, like from Christmas time to March, that's kind of when the guys will be quote unquote maintaining. Because you look at the, you know, the Christmas break, the international event in February, and then, you know, body, you know, there hasn't been a lot of time really to make gains, and they've played a lot of games. So that's kind of the year, that's kind of when we really maintain. It's almost like from basically in January and February, just because there isn't a lot of time to train with. They're here, they're gone away competing a lot. And then what we kind of see is like going down the stretch. So between March and like World Championships for under 18 team, you know, now that we've played our exhibition games against the colleges and the USHL schedule is wound down for them because they're getting ready to go overseas, that's to see like another surge, like another step up, because they stopped traveling and playing so much. And so you actually see a little spurt, like a little gain where guys will actually gain some muscle mass and improve some power a little bit, you know, and that's the last 3 weeks of March up into the first week of April when they leave for Worlds. So it's kind of, you have kind of like surges and then a letdown and then it kind of surges again. So that's really where we would maintain. Or like for our under 17 team, if they actually go into the USHL playoffs and they get into a series, you know, it's a best of five series or a best of three series, that's kind of where we'll taper back and really play to, or really train to maintain, because we'd actually have, you know, potentially games in the middle of the week. So we could really abbreviate the lifts at that point. So if you're not in the playoffs in March and April, then you're not doing maintenance training.
Yeah, so you kind of go with the ups and downs of the season, and you know, in terms of the physical state of the players, you know, they're going to be worn down at certain points. Are there things that you tend to get into more or stay away from as the season progresses, just based on changes in the players' bodies, you know, they may be beat up or, you know, be tightening up or something like that. So,
Yeah, I would say, yeah, for sure. Definitely, you know, there's times in the season where we plan for the guys to have a break. You know, it's like you plan your training, you plan your practices, you plan your games. Well, we also plan the breaks. So, like, we know, like, and we even tell the guys, like, just flat out, like, you know, these next 2 or 3 weeks is going to be really hard because we know we're going to have 6 days off, say, at Thanksgiving. We know we're going to have 6 days off at Christmas. So we're intentionally making the schedule up until that point harder because you know you're going to have a break and want to get that adaptation. There are times, a lot of times, it varies with the team coach, of course, we'll actually plan like an extra day off. You know, typically everybody says, well, you know, you want to have 1 day off and we'll play Friday, Saturday, take Sunday off and then practice Monday through Thursday. And we've had pretty good luck with taking Tuesdays or Wednesdays off and, you know, that kind of a week schedule. So the guys will have Sunday off after the games. Monday will be a really tough day. So, you know, a couple hours of hockey practice and a regular strength training session. So then Tuesday will give them a day off again. So then Wednesday you come back, you know, hockey practice and weights again. And then Thursday is more like a more flowing on ice practice, you know, maybe pre-scouting other team a little bit, some special teams, and they travel, or if it's a home game, they stay at home. So kind of try to have intermittent breaks to avoid the burnout. And then, from the standpoint of designing the programs, you know, there's a couple things that I maybe try to stay away from a little bit, because I think once the guys start playing and they travel and they sail off, they just get kind of tight. And so, like, I still do them a little bit, but, like, lateral squats is one that I think just makes guys really sore in season, you know, and obviously, like, sore groins we want to try to avoid, you know, muscle soreness we want to try to avoid. So that's kind of exercise that you use, I think, more sparingly and don't try to really load it a lot. Sometimes it may just be like lateral squat stretch in the warm-ups in season. That might be all our lateral squatting. And, you know, I kind of like the rear foot elevated squats and split squats, you know, with a straight bar. But I got to where I was never doing those in season just because you look at the abduction and external rotation of holding the bar on their back. And, you know, just when guys started to get tight and they started to lose that, to me, I felt like the guys were really extending their lumbar spine when we did those in season compared to the off season when we were stretching more. And so I got away from doing it. And now that I've been using U-bars, I'm not so sure at this point that I'm ever going to go back to doing squats with a straight bar. You know, you can just totally avoid that kind of position. So I don't know. But those are things that I would kind of adjust in season.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, there's definitely changes that go on with the body and it's kind of a, you know, you're minimizing risk while trying to still make strength gains. That's a tough line to walk there. I think, you know, you mentioned, you know, not wanting to have guys having excessive soreness when, you know, if you're in a part of the season where you're trying to make some gains, that's really tough to keep them in a spot where they're making gains and staying away from the soreness too.
Yeah, I think that really goes back to is being consistent and always working hard, because the best way to be really sore all the time, I think, is to lift weights one time a week. If you get so you're missing that second workout, like you're trying to save the guy's legs for the games on the weekend, quote unquote, and like you don't lift weights on Wednesdays or Thursdays before the weekend, then you're going a whole week before you lift weights. Like if you lift weights on Monday and Wednesday, say, and you decide to skip the Wednesday lift, and you're going from Monday to Monday. So I guarantee you, if you go a whole week without lifting and you go in the weight room and try to work hard at it, you're going to be really sore on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
To where if you're consistently getting that second lift and you're not having, you know, as much time in between, you know how it is, like even in your own workouts. When you're consistently training all the time, you don't get sore. It's when you start to miss and you get back into it, that's always when you're the sorest. Plus when you have the most, you know, residual muscle soreness. So just by being consistent and always getting those 2 days in and making sure that the guys are trying challenging weights, you never get to that kind of slightly unconditioned point where you're going back and you're getting sore.
Right. Yeah, and that sometimes is the hardest thing, you know, is if they've had a tough practice or if you're in one of those 3 weeks that you mentioned that things are going to be really tough, it can be tough to You know, definitely if you're a collegiate or a professional athlete, can be tough to get yourself motivated for that lift, but you know, you illustrated the importance of it, and it is, it's crucial. I know, you know, from a personal side of things, late in the season, if it was harder, the worse I felt, the harder it was to get back, you know, and it just ends up being a kind of a downward spiral. So keeping involved is definitely important.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've had, been pretty fortunate. Most of the coaches we've had come through our program here too have been obviously really supportive of strength and conditioning. And so, you know, another thing that we've had pretty good luck with is, you know, the guys had a hard weekend, say, whatever, the games are tough, they were physical or something, or it was really long travel or, you know, shitty weather or something, and the travel got delayed and it just really, it made it so it was crappy and the guys come back and they're tired. A lot of times the coaches just say, you know, we don't want to miss a lift. So Monday, we're just going to lift weights. We're not going to go on the ice. So the guys get to the rink after school at 1:45 in the afternoon, go upstairs, foam roll, stretch, and lift. They're out the door by 3 o'clock, you know, and then Tuesday they'll practice. And then Wednesday we'll practice and lift. And then Thursday will be the typical, you know, kind of the pre-weekend, pre-games, more flow and practice, and they'll go. So, you know, that's another thing that's made it easier for me, but to keep the guys going and to, like you say, avoid that soreness and avoid missing lifts and coming back is sometimes the coaches will take a day here or there, maybe once a month we do it that way, depends on how the travel schedule works out. Hey, you know what, today we're just going to lift, you know, and they don't go on the ice.
You've also been, in addition to having the 17 and 18 year old players, you've also been involved in quite a bit of you know, the USA Hockey development training. So not only the older players, but also, you know, doing ADM clinics and things like that with the younger kids. What would you suggest, or what kind of training do you think for, let's say, kids aged, you know, 12 to 16 or 12 to maybe even 14, where strength gains are starting to become possible? Do you think that the 2 days a week is beneficial there, or is enough there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think 2 days, if you could take all the, you know, young players that are out there and start them at, say, age 12 or 13, 2 days a week, just learning how to lift, basically, and teaching them, like, Olympic-style lifts and various kinds of squats, that would be great. I think the idea there really is they can start to realize strength gains a little bit, but really strength gains come, like, after your adolescent growth spurt, after puberty's gone on its way and you've basically reached almost your full adult height, then you start to kind of grow outward and gain strength and power and muscle mass. So if you can take those kids like at age 12 and 13 and 14 and make them good lifters before they get to the point where they can really build strength and power, then they're going to be way ahead of the game. When you're taking a kid and you're starting him at like say age 17 or 18, he's already kind of missed those first year or two of that real window where you can develop strength and power. And also, if he's going to take the first 6 or 8 or 10 months of that, or a year of that, whatever it is, to really learn how to become a good lifter and to get his conditioning up and make it a habit and get into a good stretching program and lifting and all that. And he's missed part of that. You know, we talk about windows of opportunity or, you know, development windows. He's already missed part of that window. So for those 12 to 14 year olds, you know, the best thing you can do is just make him a good lifter. So then when the time comes for them to really build strength and size, you know, they're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have to be intense, but it should be consistent and educational, I guess, for that age group.
Yes. Yes, it can just be, it doesn't have to be necessarily super structured, but if it can just be consistent, you know, and they can learn how to lift, they're going to be way ahead of the game.
Sure. All right, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Daryl. You know, really interesting. I think in-season training is often overlooked. And, you know, you mentioned that the USA coaches are willing to give the guys a day off of the ice and still have them in the weight room. I mean, that's pretty special. I don't think that happens everywhere. There's a lot of, you know, systems-minded coaches who, you know, just want to go and go and go on the ice and make sure everybody's all set on the ice and kind of don't think about much else. But that's really special that happens there.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It makes my life easy, that's for sure. But you know, especially when you're working with teenagers and people talk about in-season training, well, what are you maintaining if you're doing maintenance training? What do they have that's worth maintaining? You know, what do they have that's fully developed? So I don't see where it's appropriate for them.
Right. Okay, well, enjoy the Four Nations tournament going on right now in Ann Arbor, so good luck to the fellas there, and enjoy the tournament, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, hopefully the guys will play well, and wish you best luck, and thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Darrell.
Yep, bye.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for episode 11 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our conversation about in-season training with Coach Nelson. Remember, you can gain access to information from Darrell and many more top hockey strength and conditioning coaches by becoming a member of HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com. This is Brian Sippets for the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Be on the lookout for episode 12 coming up after the holidays. Have a great holiday season, everyone, and be sure to train smart.